Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 5th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. One of our readers from Finland did point us to an interesting article in Finnish news site that points to an alert about a new vulnerability in WordPress. Apparently, this article is sort of a leak or an uncoordinated vulnerability release that was originally planned by the Finnish CERT, but in part because of the vulnerability turned out to be somewhat more complex than anticipated, the patch had not been released yet, so this release wasn't officially supposed to go out at this point in time. WordPress, of course, is a big target, and there are a lot of installs out there. Tricky part is that because it's only available in Finnish right now, and Google Translate doesn't really do a great job with this particular article, we are a little bit left guessing here what's the exact nature of the problem. Apparently, version 3.9, which is of the latest three-branch version, is vulnerable. Whether or not version 4 is vulnerable is a little bit open at this point. Apparently, originally it wasn't believed to be vulnerable, but then as part of discovering that this is really a larger issue, they found that at least version 4 appears to be at some risk of exploitation via this vulnerability. Overall, the recommendation here is if you are running WordPress, keep your eyes tuned and make sure that you're not missing any upcoming announcement by WordPress. If you're still running a 3 version of WordPress, try to update to version 4 because that appears to be the current and supported branch of WordPress. And if this vulnerability should turn out to be real, you're probably at less of a risk of being exploited, and a patch may be available earlier for 4 than 3. Well, this is a vulnerability that has, in my opinion, been somewhat underreported. Haven't actually seen any references to it outside of these somewhat obscure Finnish articles. There are other vulnerabilities that are probably a little bit overreported. And one vulnerability that comes to mind here is the RootPipe vulnerability. That's a vulnerability that has been sort of pre-named before it actually has been released. Only some hints to this vulnerability have been announced so far. Apparently, Apple is working on a patch to be released in January to fix this problem. However, even if you sort of read some of the releases being put out by the discoverer of the vulnerability, apparently this is a privilege escalation vulnerabilities. Well, privilege escalation vulnerabilities are really sort of a dime a dozen. We do have tons of them in various operating systems. Yes, they're bad. Yes, they should be fixed, but they're far sort of from a critical world ending or whatever important vulnerability. The one takeaway from this pre-announcement of vulnerability is probably that you definitely shouldn't run as an administrative user if you're running OS X. Set up a separate account that's administrator and don't make your regular user administrator, just like what we always told Windows users to do, certainly makes sense for OS X as well. And Hong Kong media sites that are aligning themselves with the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong apparently experience various denial-of-service attacks. Now, that in itself wouldn't be all that special, but the interesting part is that the tools that are being used to launch these denial-of-service attacks are in part at least validly signed using some of the same certificates and signatures that are being used to sign some APT-style threats. In addition, according to FireEye, they're also using part of the same command and control infrastructure commonly used by APT actors. In addition, it appears that the media sites affected here are themselves a little bit behind the curve when it comes to security and have been defaced as well. So they're not just under denial of service attack, and some of the defacements that have been seen in the past have been used to infect visitors to said sites. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.